And we close with how the city of Milwaukee is celebrating its first national basketball championship in 50 years. It's a delirious moment for a city and a smaller market team that had finished short of its expectations for several years. Milwaukee last won with the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, known then as Lou Alcindor, and Oscar Robertson. Fans are cheering the team and the new superstar leader, who became just the seventh player in NBA history to score 50 or more points in a finals game. Stephanie Tsai has the story.
It's over. The Bucks have done it. The long wait has ended. After a half century, the Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions once again.
A city ecstatic. The Milwaukee Bucks lifting up the Larry O'Brien Trophy, defeating the Phoenix Suns 105-98 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 50 points, snatched 14 rebounds, and posted 5 blocks in a virtuoso performance, earning him the Finals MVP award. On his big night, the superstar remembered where it all began.
I started playing basketball. Just to, you know, help my family, you know, try to get them out of the struggle, you know, the challenges we were facing when we were kids. I never thought ever when I'd be 26, you know, I'd be sitting in this chair with this right here and this right here.
Born in Greece to Nigerian parents, Antetokounmpo and his brother sold trinkets on the streets to survive. He faced racism and hardship. But in Greece today, he's a hero. At the Kivotos Cafe, where a teenage Antetokounmpo used to grab juice and a sandwich before basketball practice, they celebrate.
Antetokounmpo has brought not only basketball, but sporting role models back to this generation. He's no longer Giannis from Sipolia. At this moment, he's Giannis of the entire world.
He first made a name for himself playing in Athens and became known in the NBA as the Greek Freak for his 6-foot, 11-inch frame combined with explosive athleticism. A force, to be sure, but he didn't pull off the championship alone. Chris Middleton made key plays in the Bucks' playoff run. Middleton and Antetokounmpo have played 8 seasons together. After Giannis's initial contract with the Bucks expired, there were rumors he might leave. But the 2-time MVP vowed to stay with Milwaukee. And last night, it paid off.
8 and a half years ago, before I came to the league, I didn't know where my next move would come from. You know, my mom was selling stuff in the street. And now I'm here, sitting at the top of the top. Don't let nobody tell you what you can be, what you cannot do. You know, people told me I can't make free throws. I made my free throws tonight, and I'm a freaking champion.
Woo! I've been up like this.
And freaking hungry.
Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly. Okay. Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50.
To honor snapping a 50-year title drought with a 50-point performance, a drive-through meal for the champ. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
And you've got to feel uplifted by that, no matter which team you're for.